Hey guys, welcome to today's meditation. As I mentioned in the week two intro, this whole week we're going to be looking at the concept of seeing external things as a source of happiness and the flaw that is within that view. And today we're going to look at the poem of N. Scott Momaday. It's called Delight Song of Sao Tali. And I'd like for you to just press pause for a moment and go ahead and read the whole thing. And as you read it, go ahead and read it twice, but when you read it, I want you to choose one sentence or one line that really resonates with you. Don't overthink it too much, just whatever really calls out to you. I want you to imprint that in your brain and just take a little snapshot of that one line. So go ahead and press pause and take a look, read it over. And then when you're ready, come on back to your meditation cushion and have a seat. So once you're seated, allow your sit bones to rest heavy into your pillow or into your chair. Soften through your legs, soften through your inner leg in particular and your lower belly. Release any gripping. And allow your spine to rise from your sacrum all the way up to the very back of your skull. And you can imagine that you have a magnet on the back of your head and the opposite magnet is on the ceiling. So you have a pull that's gently lifting you upward. As your legs settle down, as your shoulders settle down, as your entire face softens, jaw and eyes. Delight Song of Sao Tali. I am a feather on the bright sky. I am a blue horse that runs in the plain. I am the fish that rolls shining in the water. I am the shadow that follows a child. I am the evening light, the luster of meadows. I am an eagle playing in the wind. I'm a cluster of bright beads. I'm the farthest star. I'm the cold of the dawn. I'm the roaring of the rain. I am the glitter on the crust of the snow. I'm the long track of the moon on the lake. I'm a flame of four colors. I'm a deer standing away in the dusk. I am the field of sumac and palm blanche. I'm an angle of geese in the winter sky. I am the hunger of a young wolf. I'm the whole dream of these things. You see, I'm alive. I'm alive. I stand in good relation to the gods. I stand in good relation to the earth. I stand in good relation to everything that is beautiful. You see, I'm alive. I'm alive. So as you sit here, I'd like for you to again recall the one line that really stood out to you, whatever it was. And let that be the thing that guides you, the thing that you return to over and over again. So Oftentimes in our meditations, we return over and over to the breath. But for today, I want you to visualize and really embody that image that you chose. So whether it's the fish rolling around in the stream, or that farthest star twinkling out there, whatever it is, bring it into your mind's eye, bring it into your heart space, and feel what that brings up for you, what that vibration is in your own body. Bringing to mind as you sit with this image that the source of joy and the source of feelings is within. And it's also a choice, what you choose to focus on and how you let that resonate within yourself is a choice. So here, with whatever image you chose, really embody that quality, whether it's the quality of joy, of lightness, of the hunger of the wolf, the angle of the geese as they're steadfast through the sky. Really feel what that is for you. continuing to steady your mind, returning over and over to your image. And just as the author invites us to experience being really alive and really present, feeling the qualities of these really beautiful images that he brings to mind, and knowing that as you feel those qualities, as you embody them, you are here, you are alive. And that's an amazing, wonderful, beautiful thing to enjoy. Well, thank you guys for joining me for another day. I hope you have a wonderful one out there, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.